Today is Friday, July 24th, episode 90 of Remy's Life Interrupted, and it's the last episode before our two-week break while my family and I head to the lake house my parents rented. 2 weeks of kayaking and paddleboarding and roasting marshmallows. There's a lot to talk about in this episode. First, let's start with the bad news from Rem's side of the gate. News I really hoped I never hear. Sounds like they have their own pandemic over there, and they're just at the beginning of quarantine.
I talked to Xander last night, too. It's a full-on lockdown, like we had in March. He doubts they're going to be starting school in person this fall.
Yeah, I really feel for what they're going through. But I'm hoping that maybe Rem learned from us what helped us get through these last 5 months. I know that some of us live in places where things have opened up a lot. Some of you in this country might even be getting ready for school soon. In New Jersey, we don't start until September. We're still waiting to hear what they're going to do. But some of you might live in places where things are going in the opposite direction. Maybe even where you're locked down again. Where it's back to the remote learning, homeschool, quarantine. All I can say is that I'm sorry, that I hope everyone does their part to get this under control, and that at least now we know how we can do it. And we know this won't last forever. If you told me in March that this would still be in our world, I couldn't have imagined it. But here we are at the end of July. I've said it before, but even in these tough times, you all give me so much hope and comfort. Because we're all in this together. We're wearing our masks and social distancing. The sign in front of my school says 6 feet apart, but always together. Many of you have parents and relatives and friends who are frontline workers, doctors, nurses, people helping to make things better for the rest of us. And I appreciate all of them, and all of you. It just feels good to know you're all out there, that we're going through the same things, having a lot of the same feelings. Holiday said the most important thing a kid has is their voice. I am the one doing all the talking on here, but it's not just my voice, it's all of us.
Which brings us to the break.
Right, like I said, I won't be here every day talking to you about my crazy life or searching for our own holiday, so I want to hear about yours, because you know what's even better than listening to a podcast or reading a story? Making one of your own. All it takes is a phone or a computer, probably whatever you use to listen to this show. Ask your family for help if you need to. Hit record and tell me about you. Where you live, what you like to do, what you're missing. Talk about your feelings.
Or you could send an artwork or write a story, a song, even a play. Whatever inspires you.
It doesn't have to be fancy. I get that you don't have the 6 minutes producers adding music and stuff.
Just create something. Maybe it's about the pandemic or your family or social justice and racial equality. Something that says who you are or what you're going through.
We'll read and listen to everything you send, and maybe even share it with other listeners. I say it a lot, but you're all a part of this show. Alex and I, we've been looking for kids with powers, and we'll keep looking. But actually, every one of you is different, special. So, do your thing. I can't wait to hear it. And now, shoutouts. Happy birthday from Evian to her grandpa, to Una in Vermont who turns 10 today. Early birthday shoutouts to Lucy in Oregon City from your sister Cordelia. Tova turns 13, Everly who will be 7, Angelina from mom and sister Sophia in New York, Olivia from her siblings Emma, Darren, Gabriella, and Lucas. Happy birthday Carson. Caden in Eagle Mountain, Utah. Lauren in Mesa, Arizona from her BFF, Erin. Harper in New South Wales, Australia from your mom and Ollie the dog. And to everyone who has a birthday in the next 2 weeks, I'll do my best to get to you all, but I hope you all have the best day, and thank you so much for listening. Okay, quarantiners, Alex and I are back in the tunnel near the gate where it all started.
We didn't get to close it down yesterday after Rem's announcement, so we're here to do that now. For real.
And we just happened to have Rem on the walkie. She's right on the other side of the gate. And don't worry, we won't touch hands this time. Hey, quarantiners. I guess I'm one of you now. How are you doing, Rem?
I'm okay. Can't say I didn't always know this was a possibility. Guess it'll be me and Xander and Mom homeschool now.
It's not so bad. I'm sure Mom is an excellent teacher too.
Yeah, and I've been away from my family for a few weeks. It'll be good to spend time with them.
Oh, you'll have plenty of time to spend with them. Here, I'm passing something through the gate for you.
What's this?
Some of our favorite puzzles and board games. They got us through March and April. I also recommend family walks and Zoom calls.
Thanks, Remy.
That's what really got me through these months. Fiona and Mom and Dad, and especially Alex. And honestly, the podcast.
Yeah, today is the first day of my podcast under its new title. Rem's Life Interrupted.
I like it. Catchy.
Remy, Alex, we're leaving soon.
Coming! Remy, I'll meet you at the entrance to the tunnel. Later, Rem.
Later, Alex.
Okay, we gotta go, Rem. Time to lock down the tunnel.
Have a great vacation. You deserve it.
Thanks. Hang in there, okay?
Thank you. For every...
Uh-oh. What is it?
Helicopter. Right over the house.
We've got helicopter action here, too.
Meteor Corp, what are they doing? Why now?
Remy!
Okay, I guess we're not going to find out. Bye, Rem. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Bye, Remy.
That's it. The door to the tunnel is closed. And locked.
What do you think Whittier Corp is doing?
I don't know, but we should probably push Grandma's dresser in front of the tunnel, too.
Okay.
There we go. It's like it was never here in the first place.
Yeah. See ya, tunnel. See ya, Rem. See ya, quarantiners. I'm gonna sign off now, and the producers will take care of the rest. Remember to send in your recordings and stories and art. I'll be back with more podcasts and more mysteries in 2 weeks. And maybe even find the holiday on our side. Until then, I'm Remy, and this is My Life Interrupted.
Hey, quarantiners, it's Chris Terry from Gen Z Media. Remy was going to end the episode right here, but I wanted to remind you to send in all of your recordings to remyslifepodcast@gmail.com. That's remyslifepodcast@gmail.com. You can also check the show notes and the email addresses there too. Also, Remy sent us some new audio from her vacation. We decided it belongs here for the last episode before the break, so here goes. This was recorded during Remy and her family's drive to the lake house.
Why do you think the helicopter showed up today?
Are you going to be recording this whole vacation? You're not making a podcast for 2 weeks. Maybe take a rest?
Sorry, force of habit. Let's see how it goes today. If my recordings are all boring, I'll stop.
Then I will do my best to make them as boring as possible.
Well, that's not gonna help.
Who is it?
That would be Gabriel Augustine.
Didn't you tell him we're going on vacation?
He knows, but I'll put it on speaker just in case. Hello, Mr. Augustine. We're off the clock.
Yeah, well, the world doesn't stop spinning just because you want a kayak and roast s'mores.
What do you want, Mr. Augustine?
Oh, hello, Remy. Thought you'd like to know. It's happening.
You mean the coronavirus is on Rem's side? She's in quarantine? We know.
No. I mean, it's happening. Here. Holiday.
What? But Shahadi said because of the quarantine, nobody went to Alaska.
It didn't go down in Alaska.
Then Holiday wasn't found in the water?
Oh, she was in the water, all right. In a lake. In New Jersey.
Then 6 minutes is starting right here!